This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Once again, remind you that Brian O'Hara, the chief of police in Minneapolis, on this show at 2:35. Great work by Dave Harrigan. This on a day when the city council, by a vote of 11-0, approved dramatic changes in police reform by their words. Will it be dramatically different by actions? Do these changes strike the right balance where people are treated more appropriately, more respectfully, and also you're still going to be tough on those who repeatedly are involved in criminal behavior? We're going to find out, but we'll ask some of those questions to the police chief, Brian O'Hara, at the bottom of the hour. That means Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan is up right now.
Hi, everybody. Dave Harrigan here. You know, I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world. We've got Chad for that. But every once in a while, isn't it nice to hear Mr. Brilliant admit he's not the only guy in the world with some answers?
He's absolutely right.
That's why we play a little game called Am I Wrong?
Do you feel like since I'm sick, I'm 63% of my normal self, that you may be taking advantage of me in Am I Wrong?
I don't see how one could be. How I could take advantage of you. It seems like you just agree with me and then you'd be on the right side of history. It's all these times that you decide to argue with me that you make a fool of yourself. So perhaps, considering you're not feeling as well as you normally do, you take the easy route, which happens to be the smart route in this case. Just say, yep, Dave, you're right. I've got nothing else to say.
That's unlikely. I mean, it would help if you were close to correct a couple times. It would make it a lot easier.
Well, let's see what you think of this one then. We'll start on the lighter side. In fact, it's something we discussed around this time last hour when you were chatting with Paul Molitor, Hall of Famer. The pitch clock. We've finally seen it. We have finally seen it now in regular season baseball. Trials in the minors and, of course, spring training. But we had day one yesterday, and the game times, whoo boy, a lot of them around the 2.5 hour mark. A couple still in the threes, high scoring games, but it was evident on day one at least that the pitch clock making a major difference in the pace and the overall length of the game. I am ready to say after one day, the pitch clock has turned the sport of baseball, as you're listening or watching it on TV, the pace of the game, it's almost more like basketball now, where something's happening every 10 to 15 seconds. And I'm going to say it is the best rule change in pro sports since the NBA adopted the three-point shot in 1979.
Am I wrong?
Whoa. Now, 10 years ago, and before that, I probably would have scoffed at the pitch clock. I would have said, give me a break. Baseball's different than the other sports. I'm 1,000% in favor of the pitch clock. In fact, in watching a significant portion of yesterday's ball game where the club won, I think there still might be a few too many exceptions where they're allowed to step off. I'd have to think about that. Greatest rule. My first instinct is you're right.
Of course it is.
I mean,
follow your instincts.
Well, my first instinct normally is not that. Okay. Again, if my first instinct is I'm thinking you're right, I'm for sure sick. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. The NBA, you know, the three-point shot didn't change it as much as what's happened with this whole pace and space situation in the last decade, where all of a sudden there are too many three-point shots. I enjoyed the game more in the 90s and the aughts when it wasn't as three-point dominated as it is. But, Dave, it's just analytics. It's the same thing with the shifts and all sorts of other things. I don't blame a soul on any NBA team. In fact, I would blame you for your failure if you did not take advantage of it.
Sure. And the NBA could move the line back or something. But, I mean, introducing it revolutionized the game, I think, for the good much more than the bad, you would agree.
It opened up the – well, do I think the game is better? I don't think the game is better than it was in the 90s and aughts. I don't – and before. I don't. I enjoy those games better.
No, I mean pre and post three-point line. The game is better with a three-point line than without. I agree. 90s basketball was, in, you know, early 2000s, more interesting and more compelling to watch than, you know, three guys always standing behind the arc waiting for a pass out there to put one up. But
yeah, it's like and trust me, I'm going to watch tonight's game. Maybe when I'm begging somebody to bring me a hot toddy. The play that drives me nuts in the NBA, and again, it's numbers, so I don't fault them, is here we come down on a fast break, right? 3-on-1. I got the ball. You spread out to one point in the arc. Fry goes the other side. You know, I hate that, but it's the numbers. So that rule kind of opened up the doors to it decades later. Football, what would be the biggest, like the, I guess, penalizing defensive players the way they have, and so allowing more points to be scored, would that be the comparable in that?
I guess. I mean, major rule changes recently. I mean, obviously there's moving the extra point back. There's what they've done with kickoffs. Changes to penalties.
You know, hockey would be overtime and 3-on-3.
Mm-hmm. Getting rid of the two-line pass. That was a good one in hockey to open the game.
That was a good one also, you know. Baseball needed it more than any other sport, though. I mean, when Paul Molitor is saying it's hard to watch, that's just the truth. As a person who still really enjoys this game, who, I mean, play-by-play was a huge part of my life, the couple years of the Twins and some opportunities other times for a long time in my life, I really, really want to get back to that. And eventually, when I was lucky enough to get an opportunity, it was just wasn't the right time in my life. But I've had a tough time. I'm sure you have too, Dave. How many times the last decade plus you come home, you go do like 19 things, you come back, it's in the fifth inning.
Yes.
It's paint dry or watch another 7-4 through 4.5 innings with endless pitching changes. So it really has a chance to improve this game. And what I think is very stunning, too, is how, I'm not going to say unanimous, but awfully close. I mean, are we seeing prominent people in the game push back against this? Because it doesn't stand out to me.
No. I mean, it's been, I can't think of one. You know, there's a complaint here and there about maybe something on the periphery, but I don't think anybody said, no, the rule change is ridiculous and baseball was just fine before the pitch clock. I think everyone is saying, yes, let's pick up the pace. And I mean, just listening to the game yesterday, listening to Corey and Danny on my drive home. Just in the broadcast, you can tell how much different the game is. I mean, they're moving. There's not downtime in the broadcast anymore, let alone the actual game on the field.
I'm getting plenty of offers for a hot toddies right now.
Taking up on any?
I'm very tempted to. Very tempted. You're right. You are correct in your first statement. You know I'm not feeling well. I've agreed with you. More of Am I Wrong with Harrigan, and do not forget the police chief of Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, on the agreement reached and dramatic police reforming coming out. This, of course, is after the Human Rights Commission pointed out just overt and direct racism against the Minneapolis Police Department. Have they struck the right balance? What was Brian O'Hara's involvement? Is there anything that he has pause on? The police chief is with us in 15 minutes on CCO. I'm going to talk John Schuster. John Schuster's the type of guy, if he's your friend, he would bring over a hot toddy. I have no doubt about that. Don't forget, with the Schuster Group, okay, you can get a cash offer and also the opportunity to get the best offer. You need to protect your equity. And Craig and Brenda in Lakeville were reminded of that when they were ready to relocate. They had a lot of options. 12,000 real estate agents in this area. Even so, they were savvy. They knew there was only one team to call, the Schuster Group. John's marketing system is on a whole different level than the average agent in the Twin Cities. The team spends tens of thousands on marketing each month to get your home sold fast and for the most money possible. John got Craig and Brenda's home sold for top dollar, and the marketing paid off. So, if you want the best offer in your home, and of course you do, you got to trust my friend, John Schuster. Again, six-time winner as a top 10 team in North America for Coldwell Banker. Not Minnesota, not just America, North America. That's how highly, it just tells you what the results, what they are when you work with John. Track him down, johnschustergroup.com, or call him, 952-222-9000. All right, I always like when Laura joins the show.
Not today.
I don't like that she feels like she needs to join the show because the weather forecast has turned even worse. What, your state, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, your season, you love spring.
Uh-huh.
You know, you and your Eagle cam.
Oh, I love my Eagle cam. The Eagles are just fine in this stuff. It's us that is the problem, right? Okay, so here's the big news, Chad. This is from the National Weather Service. All the bells and whistles were just going off in the newsroom because the Weather Service has now expanded the blizzard warning for Minnesota to include the Twin Cities Metro and Western Wisconsin.
Oh, beautiful.
We can expect snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour for several hours, winds gusting to 40 to 50 miles per hour. The snow should get started later this afternoon and then transition to heavy snow this evening. Total amounts ranging from 5 to 10 inches. So, blizzard warning in effect for now.
Thanks a lot, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sick. It's going to be disgusting outside.
I'm with you.
Do you and Dave both want to meet me somewhere for a hot toddy?
I think so, yeah. Where are we going? And who's driving me home?
That's true. Dave, you have a helicopter.
Several, in fact.
You have several. Who makes the best hot toddy?
I don't know that I've had a hot toddy in this town.
Oh, they're so good.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, they're so good. All right, we'll get back to the Weather Center and just depress us more throughout the rest of the afternoon.
I'm sorry. Paul Douglas should have more for us at 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Expanding a blizzard warning leading to April 1st.
You know what this means? As we still like to reminisce about the Halloween blizzard, 20, 30 years from now, we're going to be talking about the April Fool's blizzard.
Not on this show, we won't.
Well, that's because you won't be around on this show anymore.
Yeah. Well, the way I've felt off and on the last 5 weeks might be over.
50-50 chance we'll hear from you Monday?
I don't. 45-55 again. So that's where I'm at right now. All right, what do we have next for Am I Wrong?
I've been paying attention to a lot of news articles the last couple weeks about life expectancy and health issues within the U.S. Been seeing maternal mortality as its highest it's ever been. Life expectancy in this country right now, 76.1 years compared to other countries of comparable wealth. The average is 84.4. I learned today that 4% of five-year-olds will not make it to their 40th birthday.
What was that again?
4%, so 1 in 25 or 4 in 100 five-year-olds on average right now today will not make it to their 40th birthday. People dying very young is what's really dragging down our life expectancy in America. We have an absolute national crisis on our hands that far too many people are talking about, and frankly, far too few people care to do anything about.
No, you're right again. And it's a global situation because I think you stumbled upon the biggest one right there. I mean, now it's how do we pronounce it? Ozempkin? Or what is the thing that all the stars are taking? O-Z-E-M-P-I-C?
Yeah, Ozempic, you know? Ayahuasca.
Ozempic, whatever the heck it is. How about moderation? How about exercise? How about seeing a doctor? How about taking care of yourself? That is such a huge one. And it's one we've talked about on this show many, many times before. And I get it's not as easy for some compared to others. It's not the cheapest to take care of yourself with the right food. You have to have a schedule which allows yourself to exercise. You have to have time to put together the better meals. But we tiptoe around this way, way, way too much. We have too many people who aren't accountable enough for their own health. They just aren't. Then we have as insidious and awful as so many illnesses are. And in many areas, Dave, and we all know this from experiences with our own lives, we've made notable progress with cancer. We still got a long ways to go. And to hear that data about not making it to your 40, to think life expectancy is 76, I was incredibly lucky to have a father live 24 years past that. And a lot of it for him was he was busy, his mind was active, he never had a single athletic drop of blood in his body, but he was the fastest walker on planet Earth, so he took care of himself. He relished every day of his life. Well, that was because of work, right, and his family. Find more things in your life, Dave, if you're lucky enough, and keep looking for them. And it's people around you, whatever it might be, to love and take care of yourself. Because we have an endless list of marvelous doctors and medical facilities. But when I hear this, Dave, and I want you to chime in too, a lot of it strikes me as we ourselves, collective citizens of this country, are not willing to do enough to take care of ourselves. Not everybody, but too many people fall into that category.
It's 100% true. We have every advantage one could have in the world as a country. We have plenty of money, plenty of intelligence, some of the greatest medical minds in the world taking, you know, aim at diseases that it's a sedentary lifestyle, and it's personal choices for a lot of it. And it's shocking. Those numbers, as I read them this morning, blew me away.
Yep. It's sad. It is. And, I mean, listen, Jason's talked about this. And I think he now is going to go to a doctor. Too many men are just dopes on not going to see a doctor, right?
Yeah, and guilty.
They're available.
I haven't been for a physical in, gosh, 7, 8 years.
Stop it. You need to correct that
right away.
Let's chat with Police Chief Brian O'Hara about the police reform announced today. It looks like it should be significant. It was required by a pattern of abuse outlined. We'll get the police chief's thoughts on that and other parts. In fact, if you have a particular question to ask Brian O'Hara through a text on reform or something else tied to his job, we will definitely take a look at your text. Send me those at 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.